It is my favorite story of the week, and it's probably going to be yours now. And it happened in South Carolina. So
okay.
I just look at it and shake my head. But I'm just going to let them go ahead and explain it to you because I can't do it justice.
Involving a graduation cake, the highest honor for a graduating senior was censored on the cake decoration.
The Lokendry family says it's a misunderstanding that led to frustration. Now they're laughing about it. Our Bill Burr has more on the fallout from the frosting faux pas. Bill?
Ashley and Dean, who knew sweets could be censored? But that's what a West Ashley family says happened to their special order. It was a graduation cake that became an unexpected conversation for the entire family.
The signs of a graduation party are still left around the house of the Kaczynski family.
What a nice
Jacob
house.
Graduated Saturday with the highest honors from
a
Christian-based homeschooling program. So his mom ordered a cake.
He did not know we were getting a cake because he's not a big cake eater. So we were all standing there waiting to see it. And when we opened it, it was a huge shock to all of us.
Kara Kaczynski explained how she ordered the 3/4-inch sheet cake online through Publix.
Mm-hmm.
But when she requested the bakery include Jacob's honor, she was alerted profane or special characters weren't allowed. Kara clarified her request with special instructions.
The website had censored me, and this is a website you can refer to for the Latin term for summa cum laude, which means with highest honors.
Kara said when her husband picked up the cake from Publix on Savannah Highway and Main Road, he didn't know the bakery omitted the middle Latin word. It was replaced with hyphens.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family what that meant.
Why?
And they were giggling uncontrollably. At least
Okay, let me backtrack and say this is a homeschool kid.
But still, he graduated, summa cum laude.
From his home school.
No. Oh.
Kaczynski said a manager from Publix apologized and offered.
It's even funnier. It would have been worse had he graduated. Well, isn't magna cum laude and then summa cum laude? So magna second. So at least he got the first honor.
He's an only kid.
For now,
can you imagine if you're the only kid in your class who don't graduate magna cum laude or summa cum laude?
And looking forward to Jacob's freshman year at Wingate University.
I hate to tell you, college is going to be a bitch.
It's time for us to be compensated for the cake. We're just happy that
wait till he sees other kids in his class.
Has a bright future.
What are you all doing here?
And that he does. Jacob's GPA is an impressive 4.89.
By the way, Bill Burr has never looked better.
Plans the major in pre-med.
I just saw his comedy special. he had a lot less hair in the comedy special.
Bill, thank you.
So they said, we can't put that on the cake with the homeschool kid that graduated first in his class.
Well, forget about the homeschool part. I love the fact they couldn't put it on because, cum is a curse word. We can't put it's profane.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I'm going to guess that the person who was making the cake probably didn't graduate high school at all.
Right. They had no idea what that meant.
You can go ahead and hit Google on it and you can figure out for yourself. Why would a graduation cake have the word cum on it? You know what I mean?
I suggest you don't put that in Google because you don't want to see what comes up.
You don't just put C-U-M. You put summa cum laude and be like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they want this on the cake? It's so funny because I once saw, this is great. So a friend of mine had a personalized cake done and they gave, so they had sent the link to what they wanted it to say.
Mm-hmm.
And the cake came back with the link, http://. And but my friend was just being lazy. And it's like, here, this is what we wanted to say. And it was like a picture of something, whatever the words, I forget what it was, but it was like some saying or some inspirational quote that she didn't feel like actually writing the inspirational quote. She just sent the link and the cake came back with the link in cake frosting.
Ta-da.
Don't click on this or try and click on it. See how far it gets you.
Happy birthday. http://. See, nobody can question that in the back. I don't understand that at all. I mean, there has to be more than one person working in the back that can say, can somebody come here and is this all right to put?
Right. It's a graduation cake. This is not a frat party. They're not trying to be cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't understand. How does this people out there that don't know summa cum? Oh, forget. I don't even know why I'm saying that to you, because yesterday we learned about somebody who thinks birds are drones and don't exist. So, of course, there's somebody out there that thinks summa cum laude is something dirty.
And what have I been sending you all day?
Pictures of the t-shirts for the organization that does not believe birds exist.
I believe birds. I'm the more I read up on it, the more I'm getting into it. I'm just warning you now.
Yeah, well, you didn't go to college, so I would imagine that you're their target audience.
Okay. But I believe it. So I'm looking at every bird now a little bit closer. I'm going to find a fake bird one time, and I'm going to show you, and you're going to believe.
Well, I saw a bus hit a pigeon today,
mm-hmm.
and there was actually like blood and guts. There were no chips, no, because you would think if the bird was a drone and the bus hit it, there'd be drone pieces everywhere. You would see like, you know, like smashing
plastic
your telephone, smashing your phone, smashing your cell phone.
But no, it's like Terminator, where Terminator had blood because he was half robot, half human. So the birds are half bird, half human, or half bird, half machine.
But I didn't see any machine. I only saw a bird.
But you didn't pick it apart. Go pick it apart.
I didn't pick it apart. I didn't have to. I saw it. I was looking at it.
Okay, that was the one real pigeon then.
Oh, I see. I caught the one real pigeon.
Right, because the machine pigeons don't get hit by buses. Because
okay, I'm not doing this 2 days in a row. I'm not giving this guy any more oxygen.
You're gonna do this every day.
not giving this guy any more oxygen. Zero.
I am going to book this guy. It is my goal to put that guy on this show.